Immediately the father of the child cried out, "I believe, help my unbelief." Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem with his disciples. He had begun to prepare them for this decisive appointment. He was going to meet with rejection by the religious authorities, be condemned to death by the Romans, and then be crucified and rise again. This was very difficult for Peter and the other followers to understand, but Mark's gospel enables us to gradually comprehend Jesus' mission. The vulnerability of his suffering will be the means of salvation for humankind. On the journey, Jesus met many people, and because of his openness, he understood their needs. Here we see him responding to a father who was crying out and asking him to heal his son, who had serious difficulties. The child was probably suffering from epilepsy. For the miracle to happen, Jesus had to make a request. He asked the father to have faith. Immediately, the father of the child cried out, "I believe, help my unbelief." The father shouted his answer in front of the crowd that had gathered around Jesus. His words seemed almost contradictory. This man, like us, understood how fragile faith can be. It is difficult for him to trust completely in God's love, in his plans for each of his children. However, it is also true that God trusts us and does nothing without our contribution, without our freely given yes to him. He asks us to do our part, though it may be small. He asks us to recognize his voice that speaks through our conscience, to trust him, and as a consequence, to begin to love. Immediately the father of the child cried out, "I believe, help my unbelief." We are often immersed in a culture that regards aggressiveness as the key to success. This aggression can be expressed in a variety of ways. In contrast, the gospel presents us with a paradox. We can look at our own weaknesses, limits, and frailty as the starting point of relating to God and in participating with him in the greatest of challenges, the unity of the entire human family. Throughout his life, Jesus taught us about the logic of service and of taking the lowest place. This is the perfect position to transform what could seem a defeat into victory, which is not transitory and selfish, but enduring and shared by all. Immediately the father of the child cried out, "I believe, help my unbelief." Faith is a gift. We can and must persevere in asking for it so that we can collaborate with God in giving hope to others. Focolare founder Kara Lubick wrote in a commentary to A Word of Life from October 2004, quote, "To believe and to feel that God looks at us and loves us means that every prayer, everything that happens, whether good, bad, or indifferent, every illness, every single thing is seen by God. If God is love, then the most logical thing we can do is trust him completely. We can confide in him and tell him about our concerns, our proposals, and all that we plan to do. Each one of us can abandon ourselves to his love with complete confidence that we will be understood, comforted, and helped. We can say to him, 'Lord, let me stay in your love. Don't let me live for a single moment without feeling, recognizing, and knowing through faith or from experience that you love me and every one of us.' Then we can continue to love. Loving makes our faith become solid and steadfast. We will not only believe in God's love, but we will also feel it within our souls. We will see miracles happen around us." End quote.